previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
Prince William shaved his dome off.
Prince Willie, we call him.
Prince Willie shaved his dome.
He didn't really go too crazy.
No, he didn't go powder.
But he, like, I'm with you, Bill. He didn't shave the patch in front.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
I think so, yeah. I'm looking at him right now. I don't know what scale he would fall under.
On like, the Norwood?
On the Norwood scale. But
is there a scale?
There is a Norwood scale of balding, yeah.
What is it? What's the levels?
Oh, jeez.
What's the levels of the balding scale, Bill?
Mommy, where am I on the Norwood scale?
Am I a four?
Am I a four?
Don't tell me I'm a four.
They're telling me to go patchless downstairs.
I'm looking
at it. What the hell is going on?
Make me some tea.
AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. For fun, we're just going to skip over it. Listen to the show. You'll see what it's about.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to tell them what it's about. You've got to figure that out for yourself. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy.
Howdy.
And the greatest person on earth, Clay O'Brien, as he wishes to be called. He's kind of the Ric Flair of this program.
That's right. And I don't say howdy, ever.
No.
Until now. Have you met anybody recently that greeted you with a howdy?
Car salesman in Houston.
Car salesman in Houston with a 10-gallon bucket hat and a Warren Moon jersey on?
Yeah.
Howdy.
It was Casual Friday that day, so you got to wear the Warren Moon jersey.
We started the teaser at the top of the show. We talked a little bit about balding, powder, going patchless is the new fashion trend.
We're not going to talk about him this show.
Last
week. All over the place, man.
So we're already bringing callbacks in because I do believe. Well, no, it wasn't. We talked about 10-gallon hats. Was that the Russian sales manual episode that we did?
That was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
All right. How are things?
Listen to all of them, people.
Listen to all of them.
Yeah. Things are good.
Pretty good. Everybody looks very good. And
things are not good.
Well, here we go. Tell me about it.
I got fevers going on in my house.
Yeah, so did I. The kids are sick. Everybody, it's like this constant sickness just won't
this
stop.
This whole year so far, it's been sickness. It's been nuts.
Howdy, this constant sickness just won't stop.
Howdy, are you sick? Do not shake my hand.
You got to call the cold hotline. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It's supposed to get cold next week. That's what they're saying. Start.
Yeah, it has been. The weather is very fluctuating.
My question is, if you live in Florida or somewhere warm, you're not getting sick like this all the time, right? People are just healthy running and, like,
I don't know, what's in
drinking
salt?
Cappuccinos.
I've read
There's
that
a lot
Chicago
of bacteria in salt water.
A lot of
I like that.
A lot of okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably
what
no bacteria at all. I have no idea.
Bill just referred to the Donald Bill, Trump Encyclopedia of Science.
Here's Bill's chance to read from the internet.
Yeah, here we go. What is it?
There's a lot. No. There's a lot.
How much bacteria is there in salt water? Is that what you're Googling right now?
Yeah.
I thought salt water in an ocean, I thought was your logic. It's kind of Trumpish.
Yeah, because it was Florida. And, you know, he's saying, do people get
people
sick?
People in Florida don't get sick.
Is that
far
true?
Less bacteria than salt water.
Here it is. There's lots of ways Florida can kill you, not the least of which is Vibrio vulnificus. Vulnificus? Vulnicera? I don't know.
Let me try to look.
Rare and potentially deadly bacteria found in warm salt water. While the infections are rare, the bacteria is normally occurring in one. What the heck?
One in 10 million?
Start from the top! It from the top!
While the infections are rare, the bacteria is normally occurring in what?
Take it from the top.
Just read the words, man.
Here, give it to me, please.
We're fighting.
Have you ever taken a reading class?
Yeah.
What happened
in
it.
While the infections are rare, the bacteria is a normally occurring one in warm, brackish seawater. The hell is that?
That's a thing. That's a thing, brackish.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the brackish water here?
Brackish. This Thursday, live after Blackish. I'm ABC.
First bacteria-based comedy.
In Florida. It's a drama in Florida about bacteria and salt water.
Salt water is not considered an antibiotic because it provides bacteria with water and does not kill them upon immediate contact.
Okay, great. Listen, my question is, are people getting the flu in Florida?
Yeah, they gotta be.
As much as we are?
I don't know. I've never lived in a warm climate.
I think you're healthier.
Can we call somebody from Florida? Anybody? Is there a Yellow Pages? Can we call?
If there's anyone listening in Florida, call us.
I would love to call a gas station attendant in Florida right now.
That'd be great.
Right.
Y'all getting sick down there?
Hey, sir, we have a radio program. People ever get sick down in Florida?
Howdy,
first of all. Thanks for calling.
And yes, I'm sick right now.
I'm sick of sitting in this place. People just want cigarettes and lotto tickets. You know how boring that is? You know what it does to a man's psyche?
All sorts of shadiness going on.
It's insanity.
Just waiting to get robbed in here.
Yeah, I sometimes think about that when I'm
buying cigarettes?
No, when I'm selling liquor to a lot of my accounts. The dynamic of the people that some of these guys must see all day long.
Whoa, liquor stores?
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
I have had a habit my entire life of going to the bodega, right? Because I've been a cigarette smoker.
Absolutely.
You become like a daily visitor to these places. And every single spot that I've ever chosen the bodega, I've usually developed a nice rapport with the with the clientele behind. You know, you get to know them. Like Lisi, remember Lisi at the Amoco
building? Of course. Yeah, she told me to rub onions on my head when I was losing my hair. She
the Indian
did.
Woman.
Did you try it?
She's like, you should rub onions on the head. I went, what? Oh, she said onion juice is good for growing hair. I said, what, are there guys in India just rubbing onions all over their head when they're balding?
Their hair is beautiful.
I don't know. You know, that'd be a great episode on a PBS. Here in Pakistan, there's the onion craze about balding.
Well, is it India or Pakistan?
The synchronicity of what is happening right now in this room about what you're talking about.
She's like, you're a four on the Norwood.
Yeah.
She's like, use some onion juice.
Here's your Newport.
Stop smoking. You are a four on the Norwood. It's choking out the capillaries on the top of your dome.
Pay for a Newport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They went up 5 cents. Anyway. The gentleman that I'm friends with at the bodega at the L station in Harlem and Lake, we've become friends because sometimes I wait for the bus and I go in there and, you know, there's no loitering.
There's no
loitering. No loitering.
So you don't loiter.
You don't loiter. Right. You can say howdy, but don't loiter.
Sure.
Yeah.
In any event, I'll go in there and get a candy bar and shoot the breeze.
Or maybe some Sour Patch Kids.
Done that.
We'll get into them later.
Healthy breakfast.
Yeah, whatever. A little treat for myself. And then I typically like to try to shoot the breeze because these are salt of the earth people. I like to get to know them a little bit and, get inside their head.
Sure.
I'm interested.
My question is, if you saw this gentleman.
They have a great grasp on society because they're looking at it coming through the doors all day long. Their perspective is valued.
If you saw him at Walgreens, would you go up and talk to him?
Yeah, I would. I'd say, what are you getting?
So
what are you getting at Walgreens that you don't want to have in your own joint?
Or would you say, look at the margins here in M&M's?
No, there's a great story of.
But anyway, the guy that I saw today, I went in. I was waiting for my wife to pick me up. Instead of the bus, and we're shooting the breeze for a little while, and sometimes you pick up those, they have like lotto books.
Yeah.
Right? These are like forecasting of lotto. I go, look at this.
Terrible.
Yeah. The guy's like, you know, but in any event, he points out to me while I'm just chilling out, looking at the window. He goes, hey, I go, yeah. He goes, you are losing your hair. I go, thanks. I know. I go, so are you. And he has the same pattern of baldness going down.
As you?
And he told me that his buddy, he said, you should go, the best hair doctors in the world are from India.
Really?
$7,000, he says.
Go to India and have it
done? He says, it's cheap. I said, my brother went and had this looked at. They told him $60,000.
58.
Oof. Yeah. $58,000.
Yeah.
For the Brandon Fraser.
You know? For the no-nonsense
Brandon
package.
Brandon Fraser, I think there is hair loss pictures of him.
I know. He's got it fixed. All of them get it fixed at a certain point in price. But any event, he told me, he said, forget the $60,000. He goes, come with me to India. I'll show you my buddy who had it done.
Stop.
He said the guys are like an Adonis in India now.
He's the Ric Flair of India.
He's getting Bollywood roles all over the place.
Yeah, he has become so much more successful. It's amazing, really.
I hear
all because of your hair. You know, who knows?
Now, does this guy sell oatmeal?
This is insanity. He does not, but we should get it in his store because I'll tell you, the one thing that I've learned is eating lots of that oatmeal keeps some of the hair on your head.
I know we always talk about this.
Makes you smart.
That's right.
Keeps you warm. Infections away.
Keeps infections away.
Yeah.
This program is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal, We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Back.
Yeah, tell him your story.
You should. He's a good
Absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Going back to your friend, the bodega owner.
Yes.
There's a great story out
Before
there.
Before the break, we spoke about Indian bodega friends.
Befriending your people.
Right. He never told me to rub onion juice on my head, though.
No, but maybe he will.
Who knows? I'm going to ask him about that when I see him tomorrow. I'm going to go, hey, there's an Indian woman my brother is friends with who works at another bodega, and she said that if you rub onion juice on your head, y'all good.
You can Google it. I mean, I absolutely got home and looked up the onion juice.
Yeah.
You thought about doing it. Yeah, but I mean, like your
bald guys at Johnny's, extra onions, please. Couple extra onions on the hot dog. I want to put those in my hat.
No, it's like, can you imagine like guys like doing an onion puree and like a... Right.
Bald guys at the Sox game putting onions in their hat, walking around.
No, it just works.
Get a dog, taking their hat off, smashing a couple onions in the lid, putting it on. What are you doing, a rally? What is that, a rally cap? No, it's for my dome. It's supposed to help your bald.
Okay. I want to look like Wayne Newton.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Yeah, well,
I knew a girl that used to eat at Mickey's all the time, and she befriended...
Mickey's Gyros?
Yeah, and she befriended the lady from Mickey's, you know?
Sure. And I know exactly who you're speaking about.
Yeah. And
the same woman that was at the front counter for 20 years.
And then she saw her at, like, the Gap or something, and she was like, it was weird because we hugged.
Yeah. right? You don't even know each other's name, though. And she was like, oh, my God, steak sandwich and fries.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah. Very good. How are you, Mickey's lady?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. How are you, Mrs. Mickey?
Hi, Mrs. Mickey. Pleasure to see you.
You
Merry
smell
Christmas.
Like onions. It's right. Fantastic.
Has your husband put the onions on his head?
You smell just like that joint.
He's got a great head of hair, that Greek guy.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
And it's a helmet.
Yeah.
He works on that every morning.
Who does that guy remind me of? I can't. It's an actor.
Joe Mantegna?
It's a little. He's a little Mantegna-ish.
Nah, he's meaner than that.
He's, well, Mantegna.
He's much kinder now, though. When you see him, he's like, how you doing?
Well, yeah, he was mean to us because we were like seventh graders who were like smoking in there.
I tried to sell him credit card processing like 2 years ago when I first got into the industry.
God bless you.
I went in there and I go, you know.
He goes, get lost.
I go, well, you see, you got an outdated machine there. You need to get the new EMV upgrade. You need to take the chip card, you know. And he was like, yeah, I'm well aware, you know. And I was like, well, who's your provider? You know, I'm here. Here's my card. I'm happy to help you answer any questions, you know.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
No, you see a lot of debit cards? You know, the interchange rate on a debit card is, you know, you go into the whole shtick.
Yeah.
And he goes, I hate credit card people. You're all scammers. He goes, credit card company is scammers. You know, like just went on a mean tirade.
Yeah. Sure.
And then he goes, I got you a root beer. Like after, it was like his way of saying, go F yourself. Here's a root beer.
Yeah, we're not going to do business.
I was happy. You know, he knew that I was going to come back for another euro.
How was everyone's
He didn't want to break my heart too hard.
I had a euro on Monday.
Now beat it. Take your euro and go home, credit card boy.
Yep.
Get out.
Have fun with the euros burps for the next 4 days.
Euros burps. Good name for a kid's music band. Right? Who's playing at your 9-year-old's birthday party? I had a euros burps. Neighborhood group.
Euros burps. I wonder if a euros burp could kill a vampire. I mean, like if you got right up into a vampire's nose and just pounded a big euro burp into him. Would he vanish like garlic does?
Bill, your imagination just ran wild. You just wrote yourself a graphic novel piece right there. Called Euro Man vs. Dracula.
You just wrote yourself a Grammy-winning spoken word album, Bill.
Euro Man versus Dracula.
Euro Man versus Dracula.
Sounds like a great cartoon, man. Like a guy, like Euro Man just looks like a gigantic Euro, like on a stick with arms.
Right.
He's fighting Dracula.
Right.
Throughout a series of events all over the city of Chicago, mind you.
Ew, you have to get a very funny Greek comedian to play the part.
Oh, man, what do we get? About that.
Nia Vardalos.
Nia Vardalos as Dracula?
Big fat Greek Euro breath versus Dracula, part one.
That's his kryptonite.
How was everyone's week?
There you go.
How was everyone's weekend?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Went to girls' basketball again.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Kids it's fun to watch. They're getting better every week, you know? Getting better with the dribbling. They don't call much in these games. They don't call traveling or...
Yeah, but they're like...
It's the way you want. It's like the NBA, then.
They're second graders, right?
They're in third grade, but yeah. Exactly. So
maybe I'll catch the game.
But they're very—they're starting to get passionate about the game. So there's lots of fouling going on now.
Nice.
You know, at first everybody's like trying to figure it out.
Now they want to win.
Yeah. A lot of scrambling for the ball.
Right. It's like it's a soccer match. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, that's how, you know, I did that, and then I laid low. I've been laying low.
Yeah.
Chilling out at home.
Okay.
How about yourself, Bill?
I did two birthday parties this past weekend.
You did two birthday parties.
Yeah, Don. It was a good time.
What do you mean did them?
I attended them and had
a
few drinks.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Yeah.
Okay. I did them.
Yeah.
All right.
And how'd you do?
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good. Saturday, I was a little tired.
You really?
Because I worked. So I went out on Friday night and then I worked a funeral luncheon. And then I went back at it at like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, obviously, when we wanted to express our condolences to our good friend, Steve Fleming, who's been on this program, his dad lost a bout with an illness he had had for a while. So our condolences.
Pancreatic cancer.
Our whole condolences to the Fleming crew and clan. Jim Fleming was an educator for a long time at Homewood Flossmoor in Moraine Valley. Made an impact on a lot of kids' lives on the South Side.
You know what was neat about that wake is that we went and you do see guys that you haven't seen in like 20 years and they're all showing up.
Yeah.
And for some of them, it's like not a minute has gone by, like right back into the old routines.
Mm-hmm.
And at first when I saw them, like, I was hesitant to, like, do that, you know, out of reverence. I was like, no, we're not going to all hang out and start laughing in the corner, you know. Right. Then I saw Fleming, and Fleming was like, no, man, my dad would have wanted this for you guys. He thought all you guys were a lot of fun and funny. He's like, he wanted to make a party of it, so make a party of it. And he wanted, you know, take this opportunity to all hang out and catch up with each other, you know. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then Fleming told a great story
about, yeah, he did.
About the moment that his father passed.
Yeah.
It was pretty emotional.
Yeah, we can share that story a different time.
Yeah, it was great, though.
But after that day, we went over to our mom's house. I want to wish my mom a happy belated birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some cake and some chicken. But we got on the topic.
We did have cake and chicken.
But you know what the biggest thing?
Hey, Sunday, our house, cake and chicken. Be
so
there.
I've been in that order.
So mm-hmm. I've been, you know, you guys know that I'm a candy nut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the girl I've been seeing, we have a common like for Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what drew you together.
The power of the Sour Patch Kid. But the funny part about Sour Patch Kids...
That's what Euroman is looking for in Euroman versus Dracula.
The power of the
Sour... The only way you could defeat Dracula is with the power of the Sour Patch Kid. I'm searching for the Sour Patch Kid. You'll never find him, Euroman.
Sour Patch Kid, like...
killed him.
Where does Sour Patch Kid live? Like, in Pilsen?
Sour Patch Kid?
Yeah, he's like Euroman's sidekick.
Oh yeah, he's not his sidekick. He's like a leprechaun that Euroman is searching for. He's the only way that he can defeat Dracula is if he has the Sour Patch Kid.
This screenplay is taking off.
It's telling you, if you're listening, Hollywood.
You guys are on page like 8 already.
Well, we're writing it as it goes, but you're right, Clay. It's making great progress.
Yeah, it's great entertainment.
Whiteboarding Dracula versus Euroman this week on the Hoolies Hoolie. We're gonna have Act 1
done.
If
Sharknado can make it, then you're onto something.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Anyways, getting back to the Sour Patch Kid.
Yes.
I didn't realize what an effect Sour Patch Kids have on kids. I mean, they go nuts for these things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big hit. Big hit.
Yeah.
So my girl.
Sour stuff. Everything's sour. Kids love sour stuff.
Everything's sour.
Right. You want to get those kids about a candy, make it sour.
Right.
There's like a sour department at these candy companies.
So we were
I believe it. My dad was executive vice president of the sour department at Mars.
So we were talking.
What do you think paid for this house?
But here's the power, even kid? The word Sour Patch Kids.
He drives a CTS.
Right. I was talking about it somehow. We were at having dessert and we were all gathered around.
Thinking
and
about
the
sour
candles
patch
had been
kids.
Blown out.
Right. You know, it'd be great.
My brother's son. My brother's son is sitting on like his high chair, right, and. I'm laughing with my parents and telling Patty about how...
Yeah, Mikey's in the high chair.
Yeah,
he's digging. He loves
about
cake.
About how me and Mary enjoy Sour Patch Kids. We're laughing about it.
Sure.
Right? And her son's laughing, and he's like, what, you guys eat my Sour Patch Kids? And
oh,
we're
yeah.
like, no, man, you got another box there. Don't worry about it. But like then all of a sudden, the word Sour Patch Kid itself
mm-hmm.
sparked like... Your son kept going, Sour Patch Kids? What? Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, he knows what they are.
He wouldn't give it up. I was like, no, we don't have any Sour Patch Kids
here.
Yeah,
you don't bring up the word.
Sour Patch Kids?
You messed up.
Nonstop.
You got to call them something else.
So those are crack cocaine to like two-year-olds, Sour Patch Kids.
But then I remember...
Not two-year-olds. I'm sorry. I was a little young. Almost four.
But then I remember the story that you had told me. I think you had told it on the radio.
And I don't allow them to have them very often. So.
Well...
We believe you.
Didn't you... You told a story on the air, I think probably, I don't know, this could have been 2 years ago, that you got off the L and was at that bodega...
Mm-hmm.
And got a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
I did.
And that you know, jammed them down.
For myself.
Yeah, that you jammed them down down your throat while you were on the bus going home. And then you put the wrapper in your little briefcase thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you got home and threw the briefcase on the bed, that the wrapper had fallen out and your daughter had noticed that you had purchased Sour Patch Kids,
mm-hmm.
but didn't share any with her or get her a bag.
Yeah.
Right.
And she was livid.
Sour Patch Kids are the candy of millennials, Bill.
You know what I did today?
They got.
I'm telling you right now, you're writing commercials for Sour Patch Kids like 7 years in the future. Like the ad department's like, we're not going to market to kids anymore.
It's two bags.
We
for
want
three.
The original Sour Patch lover to come back to
they
Sour
They got tropical
Patch Kids
Sour Patch
and introduce
Kids,
them to their
watermelon
kids.
Sour Patch Kids, and now the other one I saw the other day was fiery sour.
Oh, they're in the
Sour
fire
Patch
game
Kids.
Now.
And it says these candies may cause
in the
irritation.
Fire game, are you?
In the fire game. Aren't you now, Sour Patch Boy?
You must be in the heat department over there at Mars.
You went from heat to sour, and then sour back to heat.
Now he's in chocolate.
Now he's in chocolate. You got demoted, you know?
Now he's hanging out with a Euro, fighting right. Dracula.
So, yeah, I had to eat Wendy's in my car today because I didn't want to bring it home and have my kids, you know, steal all my fries. I didn't want them to eat that like crap, you know?
Yeah, so you ate it yourself.
I parked a block away from my house and ate it.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
Jammed it down your throat?
Put on a little, you know, loop.
Would you get right. a couple double stacks?
A little white snake in the background?
A little white snake while you eat your big king?
Well, that's awesome. A Wednesday afternoon lunch in Chi-Town, if you ever heard of it.
It's like a lonely lunch.
It was like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Did you get a hangover from it after you ate it? You usually do.
I wanted more.
You did?
They got rid of the spicy chicken nuggets on the dollar menu. I'm very, very upset about that, Wendy. I thought I'd just
write to corporate, write to CEO.
Yeah. Hey.
Handwritten letter.
What'd your dad do this weekend? He's been writing letters to Wendy. Leave him alone. Last week he wrote an expose on Sour Patch Kids. The week after, he wrote Wendy's letter.
He's on his 16th letter.
I don't understand, though.
This is what you do when you get older. You have to preoccupy yourself, I guess.
Hold on.
Right?
That's
what, like, Andy Rooney made a career
right.
out of that.
Why do people call Wendy's?
Yeah, complaining, it's called.
If you can have a spicy chicken sandwich on the menu.
Which I had today.
Yeah. That's one of my go-tos. Why don't you have the spicy chicken nugget anymore? I mean, was there an overhead situation going on here? I mean, you got regular chicken nuggets, still, you know, the four-piece.
Maybe they weren't selling, Billy.
I don't know. But
maybe you were the only guy getting them, and they wanted to ruin your day.
Well, you're only giving America's favorite Irish-American restaurant more reason to get more business.
Are you going
to
still go there?
To the Wendy?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you are. You're going to go tonight.
The Wendy. Only in Chicago would someone call it the Wendy. Honey, I'm going to the Wendy.
It's like a nightclub.
To get a sandwich. You mean Wendy's? Yeah, the Wendy.
I'm going to the Wendy.
Wendy.
It's like a hotel.
D-A-W-E-N-D-Y. The Wendy.
Tonight, Rod Stewart at the Wendy.
Repeat that. What was that? I didn't hear it right.
Tonight, Rod Stewart at the Wendy.
Oh, tonight, Rod Stewart at the Wendy.
Rod Stewart's performing at a Wendy's?
No, the Wendy.
The Wendy. The Wendy, London.
The Wendy, London. I don't know how we got there. We were talking about sandwiches and hamburger joints, and now we're talking about ballrooms in London called the Wendy.
The Wendy.
Yeah.
Spicy chicken sandwiches for everybody.
Right.
Super Bowl.
Patriot 31, 37-10.
Calling it, huh?
37-10.
I don't know how you're going to get 37, actually. Let's call it 28-14.
I like that. All right.
Eagles? I got to look at my squares. You guys in any pools?
Nah, I'm not a pool guy.
I'm going to say it's going to be closer than people anticipate.
Patriots
are
favored by
it's
four?
Not.
I think the line is four.
Think about it.
28.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
28-24.
Let's go. Let's
Patriots.
Do this. Ready? Sports Talk.
Sports Talk. Hey, we'll, Sports Talk.
We'll enter music in right
I'm gonna
now.
Go, I'm going to go. I'm going to go off the grid.
Go. Go off the grid, Billy.
18-15 Philadelphia.
Ooh.
How are you getting 18?
Is that why you're wearing the Kelly Green zip up tonight?
No.
Just, sponsored by Under Armour, Billy is.
Yeah always.
So you got to think. This guy, the quarterback of the Eagles, what's his name?
Nick
Foles.
Hey, Nick. He's never been in a Super Bowl before.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This Brady guy's already won six, five.
He's the GOAT.
Right. He's a goat.
He's a goat.
Never thought people would be calling you a goat. You know?
Right, the greatest of all times. Like, you're the worst of all time.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time. Anyway, he's going to win.
I think he is the greatest of all time, probably. Have you seen the documentaries on him on Facebook?
They obviously haven't figured out.
Yeah, a little bit.
I saw that.
All of a sudden, it's out. Like, I hadn't seen it all year, but now the big push with the Super Bowl and everything.
You mean how he, like, takes his buddies to Montana in the summer and they work out?
He's a regular guy.
Yeah, right. They try to make Tom Brady out to be a regular guy.
He's a regular guy. He's just got $100 million.
In
his hands.
But it's interesting to watch him be as, like, it chronicles him. Like, he's literally treating it as a full, like, he's watching tape at his desk all day long. Like, and then working out in the morning. Like, he's an actual, like, true student of the game, the way that, like, a CEO would approach a startup or a company, you know, and keeping it going.
Sure.
It's pretty interesting. Brady's going to smoke him. My prediction of the Super Bowl. All right.
50 to nothing.
No, it's going to be. Brady blows out to a big start. The Eagles crawl back, take the lead. Brady wins at 28-24.
Who knows? maybe it's going to be a comeback, one of his trademark comebacks, where he'll get down 14-0 somehow and have to come back and save the day. He likes doing that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as eventful as a game as we got last year.
Like last year, what, they were down by like 21 in the fourth quarter and still came back and won that game?
That was the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
It was amazing. I would say that it was probably the greatest.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
No, it was. And so he's riding off that wave, too. So
you guys doing any Super Bowl parties?
No. I'll probably be tending to sick children.
Oh, yeah. What
about you, Pat? And working on your Jason Alexander impression.
Eating wings and Domino's.
What are you doing?
No, I don't know yet. I don't have any plans for the bowl. Yeah, what you doing for the bowl?
You gonna get hammered?
No.
You gonna get hammered for the bowl?
Not even remember anything?
You got squares?
Honey, it's the bowl. I'm going out to get blacked out drunk and eat Cheetos. Leave me alone.
Yeah, come on.
It's the bowl.
Come on, I'm 38.
Come on, I'm 38. So I live for this.
This is it.
I don't get to go out that much anymore.
This is all I got. This is all I got.
This is true, yeah.
They make those commercials, the Super Bowl commercials out to be like that, though, don't they? A lot of the time, it's like the guy's a super fan, you know? I want to see one for where a guy is like never, like, you know.
Like the Andy Warhol video I sent you today.
Or Doug the White House alien. Like, what's football, you know?
Or the guy from, I'm not even going to say it. I don't want to give them any publicity. Patty, did you like that video I sent you today?
That was very Clay. I'm sitting at my desk at work today, and I said, Clay, you know, we're talking about the show, tonight's show taping, and I'm like, hey, so and so can't make it. We were gonna have a guest, right?
Sure.
And Clay's like, okay, cool, and then all of a sudden just sends me a video from YouTube of
which I recommend everyone should watch.
It's a 4-minute video of Andy Warhol by himself in a room eating a Whopper.
That's it.
And it's just, that's it. It's like a piece of art that Andy Warhol
made.
And
he says something at the end.
I don't know what he said. I couldn't
make
it out.
You gotta watch it. Watch it. I'm not gonna spoil it. So I want people to watch this.
You get to watch him for 5 minutes, like take down a Whopper, and he acts like no one's in the room.
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes. It's not too long. Right. So everyone Google.
Does he lick his fingers?
Andy Warhol eating a hamburger. That's what it's called.
Does he lick his fingers?
I'm not gonna tell you the ending, Billy.
I'm not gonna watch it unless I know Warhol licked his finger. If he doesn't lick his finger, I don't want to watch it. There's so much stuff on YouTube. Go waste my time.
Yeah, right.
The only way I want to watch the Warhol video is licking his fingers.
The man was a genius, Bill.
Right. He was an artist.
That's what every art dork in the world says.
Art dork. Yeah. I was an art dork, I guess, I suppose.
I was an art dork.
Right. We're all art dorks at heart.
No, you are an art dork. I'm an art dork.
I know you are.
Too.
You're a big art dork.
I am. That's why I'm watching Wayne Andy Warhol videos to begin with.
All right.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Exactly. Clay, what's Clay O'Brien doing on a Wednesday at 1 in the afternoon? Yep. Well, he happens to be watching Andy Warhol eat a cheeseburger.
Yep.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Because he's looking for obscure art history
pieces.
Trying
to take my mind off things.
Right. It's therapeutic.
It is.
Truly.
God bless.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Bill. I think
I
cut you off.
I can't remember, man. It's February, though, now.
It is. Yeah. Thank you,
it's
Bill.
It just sounded 80.
It's the month of love.
It's February now.
We got Valentine's Day. 2 weeks away. Know.
What are you going to do?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. 2 weeks away. Valentine's Day.
2 weeks away. Valentine's Day. 2 weeks away. Ha, 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 ha.
It's Salute Addison Ford.
Right.
What are you getting your lady friend, Bill?
Some chocolates or something, you know.
Get her a big Snickers bar.
That's great.
Yeah. They don't have, you know, this is an interesting concept because you have around Halloween time, the spirit stores start popping up. They're sort of one-off stores for costumes. Right. Why don't they have Valentine's Day stores?
You mean where they just got, like, flowers,
it's not
candy.
That big.
Flowers, candy, hearts,
jewelry.
You know.
Balloons.
Jewelry. There's an X-rated section, you know. There's a kids section. There's all kinds. It's a Valentine's Day superstore. You heard what I'm saying?
Valentine's Superstore.
There Valentine's Superstore.
You know what you call it?
What?
Valentine's.
You probably call it Lover's Lane.
No, you call it Vales.
Vales. My dad was the founder of the Valentine's Superstore.
Vales Discount Smut.
What? Where'd that come from? I think that's in Kenosha on the way to Wisconsin somewhere on the highway. A couple stops past the Mars Cheese Castle.
So that movie, the Black Panther movie, is coming out.
I know.
You know what the place is called where they're like trying to save? Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Which is a suburb, I believe, of Chicago.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I don't know.
What are the chances?
Have you guys...
What are the chances? Maybe one of them writers grew up in Wakanda. What do you say?
Speaking of new shows that people are probably watching, The Chi.
Yeah, Brian King is on The Chi.
Pretty good show.
You like it?
I'm enjoying it very much. Tell Brian King, if you're listening, Brian, I'm enjoying your role. You're doing an excellent job.
Yeah, who does he plays a sinister police officer,
well,
right?
He's a police officer, but his part just took a whole different turn this past episode. So
really? That's awesome.
He's going to be a major player in this series. So,
congrats to you, Brian King.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to tip my hat so far to that show. It's really well done. So far.
I'm going to have to check it out now.
Yeah.
Our good friend Marty Anderson works on that show, too.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there, check that out.
Check out The Chi.
A little plug for The Chi friends, for my friend Brian King.
And Marty Hughes Anderson. Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. Awesome.
You know, that's if you get bored with the Super Bowl.
That's if you can't make it to Valentine's Day store or you get bored with the ball.
Yeah. Or, you know, you download
What do you like
show?
To eat during the ball, guys?
It's a survey. Right.
What's everybody eating for Super Bowl?
I don't
something weird off the, you know, have like a trout.
Or a bass.
You got trout and bass at the Super Bowl.
Right. Have grilled trout with vegetables.
There's guys doing that.
Why not?
Somewhere.
Sounds
in
good.
In like Alaska, there's guys loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Butter
King
all
salmon?
Over trout.
Yeah. Some King salmon for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. They're like, Brady!
But instead, like, you're going to have like chili cheese Fritos. And
the
like,
Super Bowl is kind of a food holiday, isn't it?
It totally is.
It's like barbecue meatballs, hoagies, subs, ribs.
I think my
wings. I got wings.
I think my favorite scene.
Kevel's had the greatest Super Bowl spread ever. Every year
they
is my
did a
favorite.
Good job.
Sausage and peppers, wings, ribs,
hot dogs,
chili, hot dogs. Unbelievable.
Everything.
Everything you want for the Super Bowl. Barbecue meatballs, they got them.
I might treat myself to like a nice double bacon cheeseburger and some cheese fries. Okay. And just kind of sit there and enjoy life.
At the Wendy?
No, I'll go to like a Nick's
real
Euros.
Joint
like a,
for,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'll step it up a notch.
What are you going to do, Bill? What are you going to sit
I don't
down
know,
and
I like Clay's idea. You know, maybe go get a double
maybe
CB somewhere.
Bill, you can come over. Bill, why don't you come over?
Maybe I'll go to the goat. Maybe go to the Billy Goat. Get myself one of those guys.
On Madison and Western?
Yeah.
Sure.
They got onions there. You can put those onions on the dome.
They got lots of them.
Stuff your hat with the onions.
They know me there, though. I'm there all the time.
Do they? They know you personally now? They're like,
I mean,
hey,
they
bro.
Recognize me. I used to be a once a week guy. Now I'm not like every 2 weeks.
Oh, once a week.
I used to
Billy
be a once a month guy
at the goat?
That location. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I got the hiccups.
Yeah. What do you do for the hiccups typically? You blow into the bag or
drink
you,
water backwards?
You know how to do that?
I do.
Do you know how to do that, Bill?
No.
You know who taught me that?
Tell me.
Mrs. Lear.
Mrs. Lear, our fifth grade teacher. Checking by nines. That's all I remember from Mrs.
Like.
Right. Like.
Every time you said like, she would like jump on you.
Like.
She,
right. You'd be like.
Like.
Like,
like number,
this weekend. Like.
Mr. O'Brien, number 5. So it's like. Like. Like, let me answer, lady.
Right. Yeah, there's probably not a fourth grader alive who can't. Like, get through a sentence without saying like.
She was you just said two of them.
She
in
was
yours.
Scary,
I know.
But really nice. You know, one of those. A scary, nice lady.
She was trying to teach us how to be better speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
If you're a listener of this show, you can find out from myself and Bill's internet reading that things didn't go the way we had hoped.
No.
Like, no, you know what I mean? Like.
Like, if she only knew that, you know, 30 years from that moment, everyone would be staring at their phones like an idiot.
Oh, I know.
She wouldn't be able to handle it.
I know.
Lie, she'd be slapping it out of people's hands. Phones!
Right.
Phones! Like, phones, like, phones!
Dude, that's like a modern Floyd video.
It'd be fantastic.
Right?
And then a giant walking hammer walks by.
Giant walking hammer?
Yeah, that's a Pink
like
Floyd
the wall,
thing.
Dude.
They got the hammer. They have like, you know, they marched. The hammers march. Don't get me started on Floyd. I used to be quite the weirdo.
Yeah.
That's a great t-shirt. Don't get me started on Floyd. Back of it, I used to be quite the weirdo.
Get it done at Strange Cargo or what is it?
I love it.
Yeah. I'm having it printed.
Right.
Just one.
Mrs. Lear. Remember? It all comes back. We just want a Mrs. Lear.
She had a bun.
Everybody's head.
She had a bun in her hair. She used to keep the pencils in her bun. Remember that?
Yeah. She had grayish, whitish hair, but she kept it long. Kind of like a Native American woman might. You know what I mean?
Like a witch.
It's not
there was a witch quality.
Not a good term there.
No, I'm just trying to describe the lady.
Right. Well, she was, you know, bless her head. She looked like a witch. You know what I mean?
No. I didn't say that. She had witch hair.
Howdy. My wife has witch hair. Don't mind her, though.
She's just learning math.
Trying to learn math in the other room.
My kids are watching the Euro.
She's making
Dracula.
Food for the Super Bowl if you're interested in hanging out. Euro Man and Dracula is going to be on at 10 right after the game.
God bless.
She
was a good teacher.
Euro Man right. versus Dracula.
Live, it's Joe Buck live after the game. Euro Man versus Dracula at 10. Stick around.
The search for the Sour Patch Kid.
Right. Starring David Hotton Hockey.
Forgot
as Euro Man.
David Hotton Hockey.
Remember the Hotton Hockey family?
I remember the Hotton Hockeys.
Bring them back.
They're nothing but trouble.
They are nothing, but they're good acting family, though.
Strong actors.
Strong. They're like the Barrymores of Hallmark and
they're
BTS.
The Douglases. We were just talking about the Douglases.
We were.
I'm Michael Douglas. I can do whatever I want.
That's like Michael Douglas and Jack, kind of.
Jack is a little more slower than that.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's
hey,
good.
Hey, Michael, let's go and, let's get crazy.
Hey, me too, right?
Yeah, me too, pal.
No one's ever said it, right? No one. Why isn't anyone pointing the finger at Nicholson? I'm sure that like his rep sheet's got to be a mile long.
Because he's a sweet talker.
He's just too right. well liked.
He and Robert Evans are just like chuckling in the corner. Like
he would just look at the girls and go, "You wanna be here? Let me remind you, you wanna be here right now."
Yeah,
oh, that's frightening.
Yeah. Let's go to a Laker game.
We probably got to go to a
Do you like basketball?
Right. We got to go to a commercial break.
Euro sandwiches?
Have you ever seen a basketball?
All right. The show just went off a complete deep end.
Uh-huh.
We got to take a time out.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Get it. It's the best Irish oatmeal ever.
Ever.
Yeah. We're back for the final stretch of the program.
Yes.
It's been a wild ride so far.
Yeah. Did you watch the Grammys?
No. No.
I did.
I haven't even, you know, I've been so immersed in the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour work life. That,
wow.
I get caught up. And sometimes I don't catch all the stories. I haven't watched much on the Grammys. I've been keeping my eye. We had the State of the Union.
Yes.
I watched that for a little bit.
That was beautiful.
It's entertainment.
It's
your
ridiculous.
Entertainment. And it may have had the highest ratings of all time. I don't know. Maybe it did. That's
there's a lot of handshaking going on.
Well, there's got to be, right?
It's ridiculous, though. It's like, let's speed it up.
The presidential handshake of the year.
Right.
That's a funny sketch, I guess, where it's just handshakes for 30 minutes.
They should high five.
Televised handshakes. That's that'd not a bad good. That's a good show. Televised handshakes. It's a reality
televised
show.
Handshakes.
Right. Joe Biden giving a handshake to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar outside a California pizza kitchen. That's all it is handshakes.
It'd be fantastic.
It's just cutaways, you know. Who's the host of the handshake program?
Dracula.
Right. Dracula's the host.
The guy
excellent.
From Mickey's.
Bela Lugosi. Welcome to Handshake.
The guy from Mickey's.
A new reality show.
Spike TV.
You know,
only on Spike.
Music is just not what it used to be.
It's no.
It's not.
God, it's very.
Music's not what it used to be? How did we get on that?
That's an old man saying. I just missed the days of the 90s when.
I was talking about handshakes, all of a sudden you just went. Music's well, I was talking. Just not what it used to be.
I'm thinking about the Grammys, you know?
Oh, that brings that back. Okay.
All the outfits and everything.
I have trouble connecting. Sometimes.
It's just everything's too poppy. You know,
it's way right. too poppy.
I like 90s music when rock stars yelled at you and then rappers told you they were going to kill you.
Uh-huh.
Those are the days.
Back when people told the truth.
Exactly.
Now everyone's trying to do all kinds of weird
now
stuff.
Now everyone's trying to be in a commercial. You know?
Yeah.
It's like everyone's selling you gum.
You are sounding like an old guy now. My dad used to drive a big Buick.
Huge.
That's a callback right
do
there.
Do we know who's doing the Super Bowl?
Like that's going to be the king of it.
Who's the performer?
Justin Timberlake, I thought.
Oh, JT. That's right. Yeah.
Commercial
guy. Oh, JT.
A commercial performer.
Oh, that's right.
Get the Fritos ready. JT's about to take the stage.
Oh, I gotta get a blank tape.
I'm gonna get a blanket.
VCR.
I gotta get a blanket.
Record this sucker.
Somewhere there's gonna be a guy.
Honey, where's my blanket?
Honey, can I tape over Chris's 11th birthday for the Timberlake halftime show?
Yeah. Chris is
do whatever you want.
Chris is 45 now.
I will.
Chris is 45.
Right. Chris is 45.
Bethany, do you mind if I tape over?
Honey, Chris is 45 now. I was thinking maybe I could tape the Timberlake halftime show over his 11th birthday.
You don't need it.
I'm going to throw it in the old VCR.
Yeah.
We'll still get the cake part.
Yeah. I promise. His performance will end right as he's getting his cake in the old video.
Good. We wore that joke out, boy.
Well, I'll tell you
it's
what.
A good one, though.
I thought of a scene like in Dracula versus Euroman.
Yeah.
Like Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure.
He's searching for the Sour Patch Kid.
Sounds fantastic.
Euroman is in search of the Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, and he walks into, like, Euroman actually walks into, like, a greasy spoon, like a Greek diner.
Uh huh.
And Timberlake is performing on the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, sure.
And this would be our teaser for like our like the premiere after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like he walks in and he sees just like a guy with like tzatziki sauce dripping down the side of his face, like staring at the Timberlake thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in and he's like, he shakes his head and he just goes, "Have you seen the Sour Patch Kid anywhere?" To the Greek guy, and he goes, "It's Super Bowl Sunday." That's it.
Did you get all that, Clay?
That's a great scene.
You get all that?
It just cuts
now,
away.
I need clarification.
Bill just wrote something in his head that I'm not sure made much sense to myself or the audience.
I can see it.
It's like a small teaser.
I know. It's like you
It's like a small teaser.
It's like
Pat.
A small teaser. I want it to be very Repo Man-ish. Very, you know.
Very,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know.
You
very,
get it?
Very Deuce Bigelow.
A little bit of Deuce Bigelow. There's going to be a little bit of Repo Man in there.
Now, I need
maybe a little John Carpenter, They Live touch to it.
Is Euro
but
Man...
at this point, Euro Man is going to be walking into the diner. He's going to see
Euro
Timberlake
Man's
on a TV.
Looking.
Is he made out of Euro Speak?
Yeah, he's a Euro Stick.
Or no,
he's not.
Just a,
no,
he's a guy that works at a Euro's place.
Do you remember the USA TV show called Swamp Thing?
Yeah. Yes. That's
on, right.
That's kind of what Euro Boy looks like.
Euro Man is looks like Swamp Thing, except he's made of Euro meat.
Okay, yes. I like it. I like it. Right.
But he wears like button up shirts and slacks.
Oh, he's well dressed.
Yeah, he's like half human, half Euros. He's Euro Man. Okay.
Listen,
the people at Marvel are going to go nuts for Euro Man. Because at the beginning of the movie, we're going to tell you all about that he came from a laboratory of the lips and buttholes of pigs. And that's what they make. You know how they make hot dogs? That's how they make Euros.
Oh, Euros is fine lamb.
And he's Euro Man is the product of a spill.
A Greek inside science of, project.
A Greek science project gone wrong. Euro Man versus Dracula.
Somewhere in Greece.
Right.
There was a lab filled with ex-Euros Marines.
Ex-Euros Marines?
Merchants. Oh, I thought you said Marines.
I'm changing it. I have that liberty.
High in the hills of Greece, there's a lab filled with
hills.
Euro merchants.
Underground Euro merchants who have created one of the most terrifying beings known to man.
Right.
Euro man.
The goodness of the lamb. Follow you through life.
How does he end up in
Chicago? That's his thing.
Right.
The goodness of the lamb! And he's like jumping off a cliff.
Whenever he does something really good, he goes, bah! He sounds like a lamb. Can't do a very good lamb impression. Bah! That's the noise. Right. I'm looking for the Sour Patch Kid. Bah!
You can have Jim Brewer play him.
Yeah. What about Elijah Wood as the Sour Patch Kid?
Why not? Elijah Wood would play a great Sour Patch Kid.
Just paint him green.
Right.
Put sprinkles of like sugar all over him.
Dust. Someone get some dust on this kid now. Let's go.
More sugar dust on Elijah, please. He doesn't look anything like a Sour Patch Kid.
We're burning all this tape.
Where's costumes? Costumes!
He's wearing...
Can we get more sugar dust on Elijah? He looks nothing like a Sour Patch Kid.
Euro Man looks terrific.
Right. Euro Man is sweating under the lights. Hurry.
It's like a guy while people are taping Euro Meat to him. Yeah. He's like staring there angry. He's the double. Like he's Euro Man's got, there's like 10-3 different doubles. Because
they have the behind the scenes. He's like, it takes 6 hours to get all the Euro Meat out of me. To make up before we even shoot anything. It's ridiculous.
Who plays Euro Man? Gary Sinise? That's what it sounded like there.
Gary Sinise as Euro Man in Chicago?
Right. That's right up his alley.
Steppenwolf Theater's own Gary Sinise is Euro Man.
Who plays Dracula? Michael Shannon from Chicago. We could play Dracula.
Sure.
We could have an all Chicago cast. All except for Elijah Wood.
Now we're turning it into a Chicago theatrical production.
Maybe we should talk to some theaters about this. Right. We have a friend, Abby, at the Red Orchid. We could say, hey, you know, we got a great idea for a show called
Euro Man vs. Dracula.
Euro Man vs. Dracula.
Oh, no, it's a show. It's not even a movie.
Oh, well, we might have
it's
to
a
do
series.
It on,
it's a musical.
We might have to do it on stage first.
We're going to franchise this idea. First, it's going to be a big Marvel superhero movie. Then we're going to do a musical, Broadway. We're going to take Euro Man vs.
Dracula.
We'll
have the whole experience where, like, if you go to the theater, the whole theater reeks of Euros while you sit there and watch the movie.
Everybody gets a Euro sandwich.
Everybody gets a Euros.
Serving knee-high orange pop all over the place.
Guys, can you imagine that premiere? How delicious it would be?
That would be amazing.
Sold out. Sponsored by Vienna Beef. Or no, Kronos.
They would just have those spinning Euros things like at every 5 feet, like lining the red carpet. Go ahead, slice off a little slice.
What they would have if they really wanted to cross-market Euro Man, the movie, is
they
that
have Euros.
Every Euro spit in the country at every Greasy Spoon restaurant.
Yeah. It's carved like the Oscars.
That, I was going to say, it was carved like the face of Euro Man.
A face of a president.
Sure. We have Donald Trump Euros, very popular. We sell Euro molds.
Jimmy Carter.
Crazy. We have Jimmy Carter. We have Carrot Top Euro mold, believe it or not.
Euro mold.
We sell custom Euro molds.
I got it from my cousin. No big deal.
That's not if we're onto something there. I mean, that's just gelatin meat. You can make a mold, I'm sure. Now they're just all just tubes.
I wonder. I mean, people have done everything. I wonder if anyone's carved a face into a Euro that's on a spigot, and then
that's what I'm getting.
Oh,
at.
You mean
that's
like,
what
like
I'm
how
getting
they
at.
Do a pumpkin?
Exactly, Bill. Yeah, no, more like an ice sculpture.
Right, but you would have to get that Euro spigot, I mean, like, well done, crispy on the outside so that you could get the indentations of the off-colored meat inside.
Hey, you're talking to... listen, you're talking...
off-colored meat, kids.
You're talking to an art dork. I know how to get the lighting.
I get my Euro
that.
Well done.
I know about shading.
Yeah.
Anyway, someday.
Discussion of Euros on this show.
I want one now.
We've talked about Euros... There's a few things that we talk a lot about on this show. Is Euros meat.
Is there anything more delicious?
Hair transplantations, hair follicle surgeries, the Fouet method, the Fouet here
Southern
on the program.
Southern people.
Southern people.
Candy.
Bill's inventions.
Yeah, Bill reading.
Elijah Wood is in the ethos of the program.
Yeah. We got it all.
It's all here, man. Forget Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I'm telling you, if you crazy listeners out there, have enjoyed the last hour of this program. Uh-huh. Man.
Thanks for listening.
That's the ethos of the program, where we just kind of reeled off for you.
Ethos is a Greek word.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
ethos.
Is. Part of the ethos of the program. If you've enjoyed the last hour, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at freecraic, freecraic.com, or you can search for Free Craic. You go on to iTunes.
Yep.
And you search for Free Craic, CRAIC. You don't search for the Hoolies Hoolie, you search for Free Craic.
Yeah.
And then the Hoolies Hoolie pops up and you subscribe there. You know?
That's right.
Subscribe.
Oh, hey, Clay, did I get this correct? Did they have the St. Patrick's Day Queen contest last weekend?
Yes, they did.
Oh, so there was a new queen.
There is a new queen in town.
There's a new Irish queen in town.
Do you know her name?
I don't.
Oh, okay. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. Queen.
It's coming up, man, already. I can't believe it. Parade season.
It is.
We're a month away.
It's coming.
Yep.
Get pumped.
Yeah. Get excited.
Everybody going to start talking about, you know, take you out around St. Patty's.
Maybe corned beef face will make an appearance on the Euro show.
Corned beef molds, right? Leprechaun corned beef molds. I can make them.
PattyHoolahan.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, like a corned beef mold of Peter O'Toole.
Patty'sMolds.com.
Patty's Molds. Well, in any event, the show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Craic with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. Show starts at 6.
Then stick around for the traditional
six.
And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow.
Yep.
At 7.
Yeah.
Did it.
That's it,
man. I guess we'll see you guys next week.
I bid you adieu. Thank you for listening. Good night.